And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan outgoing Mayor Yusha Reddy, Mayor Pro Tem and incoming Mayor Linda Morse, and City Manager Ron Fear, 537-1350. Already had some phone calls. Do appreciate those. Pretty big annexation matter on tonight's agenda, Ron.
There is, Kathy, and I apologize to Mayor Pro Tem Linda Morse for this timing. Usually we try to keep this transitional meeting fairly short, but this particular item actually was scheduled to occur earlier, and there was a delay in the planning board schedule, and so it did end up on this agenda. So it is something that took quite a bit of time at the planning board level. This is a proposed rezoning, annexation and rezoning matter in the southwest part of the community. There's a 124-acre tract, most of which is currently in the city. It's currently zoned a combination of residential as well as I-5 industrial. And there's additional 21.5 acres recommending to be annexed, also some of it to be residential and also some small commercial component of that as well. There is a proposal for most of the land to continue to be residential and R1 or R3 with some senior living use proposed for the area. Also a proposal to convert some of the existing I-5 zoned land into C2 zoned land. And the differences there, I-5, and this is up where the USDA Service Center is, for example, so that's an example of a government building. I-5 are more service, professional office-related type businesses that are allowed there. It does allow for assembly and production facilities, daycares, meeting spaces, hospitals. And the C2 uses can have all of that, plus but they're more sales-oriented, so more retail components. Both a hotel would be a conditional use in either zone. And then there's a small segment of the area to be annexed right there at Fort Riley Boulevard and Miller Parkway that proposing for C5, which would be the intent there is for a convenience store. So there at that intersection of those major traffic nodes. They also are proposing a 7-acre public park, which has an existing large stock pond and a trail system that connects to existing trails in the area. This area is, a lot of walkers and exercise areas in this particular area. And so the planning board did hear this and did recommend the annexation on a 7-0 basis and recommends the rezoning on a 6-1 vote. And staff also recommends it as it is in conformance with the land use plan.
Yusha, some of your thoughts. Pretty huge.
Sure. The Manhattan Urban Planning Board had about a 3-hour discussion on this, so there was a lot of public comment and reviewed the tape if anybody wants to go back and check what was discussed at that point. We've been receiving lots of emails. I've been receiving lots of emails. And, it's originally industrial zoned, and there's some commercial lots. The C2 is what they want to do with some of those areas, and each of them have a different use for it. So I think there's some discussion about traffic and keeping it as a neighborhood, and some concerns about flow and what it might do to property value in that area and things of that sort. So it's going to be a thoroughly discussed item this evening, and if anybody would like to come and comment or see it, I hope they do so. If not, they can always email us. But I think this is one of those areas which has been, as far as a comprehensive plan, most of it's already there. We try to follow it as much as possible. That's why we have the comp plan. But, of course, it also gives us some input from neighborhoods, what they want to see. Sometimes you have to evolve with the neighborhood concerns and try to make sure it fits the needs of the community at that time. So I think we're going to have a pretty big discussion about it and see exactly what we want for it to do. I think everybody agrees that it's going to be developed in one case or another, but what is it they would like to see and what can we do about it? And actually, we don't have too many controls over what the developer and the landowner want to have in that area. We can only zone it to certain things. And industrial zoning has certain things they can put in, and commercial zoning has a few extra items they can put in. So I think to go into greater detail, that's probably what's going to happen at this evening's meeting. So I expect it to be a long meeting.
Linda, your thoughts, too. It does sound like a long one.
I remember in the late 90s, I served on the Urban Area Planning Board, and we approved the Grand Mirror Master Plan. And with a 20-year build-out, and we're now, I think, approaching the 20th year. But it's there were no immediate neighbors, really, to complain back then. And so this is, you know, growth is important to our community. There have been so many discussions I've been a part of that limit people think that our community is so hemmed in that we can't grow. So there's Fort Riley to the west, Pottawatomie County to the east, the river and hills to the south, and the north is pretty far away to be part of the city, but the Eureka Valley, I guess, would be another area. But it's, so this represents an opportunity for growth for our city, and it's a major piece of major expansion. And I'm not, you know, I will have to wait for the public hearing tonight and hear from, we've been getting emails from the neighborhoods surrounding there, both the north side and the south side of Fort Riley Boulevard, yes, K-18. And so it's, but, you know, years ago, my street was a little one-lane gravel with 10 houses and a developer arrived and put through a petition for Knoxbury with over 100 homes. And he signed for those 100 homes. And there were only 15 of the rest of us, and we didn't want to do it either because of the expense. But as the years have gone on, you know, we're part of the city. We have a paved street. We now have sidewalks. And so it's an evolutionary process. I don't, you know, it's and I know the concerns of the neighbors, at least from what we've been hearing, and I'm sure they'll be vocal this evening, too.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a time of growth. I know, and you should, if you don't mind sharing your story, I guess your son visited and couldn't get over the changes.
My son, he's in New York now, but he grew up in Manhattan, K-12, his school and everything was here, and he has a great interest in our community, always has, always knows a lot about Manhattan. But yesterday, we were going on this little trip to see exactly what we're going to be discussing this evening at Miller Parkway and going through each of it with my binder and everything. And he was just amazed. He goes, wow, this is like little suburbia here. I didn't even know this existed. None of this was there because Scenic Drive, it wasn't what he thought it was. When he was here, you know, there were still lots of trees. There wasn't that Miller Park drive and the roundabouts and all of these things that were happening. So he was quite shocked that it's growing so fast and so big and that so many people are buying houses. In fact, developers sometimes can't keep up in certain areas of town. So he was pleasantly surprised. And he was also happy that it's happening in all areas of Manhattan. It wasn't just conducive to one part of Manhattan, even as he looked at NBAF, as he looked at some of the other restaurants that were coming in. You know, it's growing. And he was wondering, are we going to be at 100,000 population in the next few years? And I said, we're probably not going to be there in the next few years. But certainly we're headed in the right direction for growth. And that's what we want to do. We want to keep up with it. We don't have time to stand still. We're either moving and growing or we're going to fall behind on many factors. So that was interesting to me to see him come in and see it and be wowed by it is what I want to say. But it was an exciting time for me to watch him as he was looking at all the new areas that were coming up and how USDA is here and we have the Department of Agriculture here. He was just surprised at how much development, not only locally, but from the national level and from the federal level, people that have planted in Manhattan, Kansas.
No doubt, Ron, we've been going through periods of growth. I mean, you've experienced quite a few years of it, I know, in your role as city manager.
We have, I think for the most part, except for a little bit of surge we had there in around 2008, timeline when the fort was surging as well. It's been some fairly steady growth, which is good, which has allowed us, I think, to plan for that growth, both on the infrastructure side and as well as from a territorial side. And so that's where the comprehensive plan, which was just updated recently, really looked at trying to identify what are some of those nodes that provide those service nodes for the community and areas of the community, and that's really what the primary debate is, and how intense do you want that service node to be in this particular situation.
Let's go ahead and take another break. It is now 9:32, and I know quite a few other annexation rezoning matters on that agenda tonight, too. We'll get to, and 537-1350 if you want to get into the conversation. We'd love to have you. We're talking, of course, with outgoing Manhattan Mayor Yu Chiaretti, incoming Mayor Linda Morris, and City Manager Ron Fear.